Stacey and Chase Boo.
All right, East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station. The name is Chase Boo, and today I am extremely excited chatting to someone who's been breaking racial barriers through his music, the hit maker of the song titled The Rise of an Indian King. His name is Adrenaline. He's in the building. What's happening, man? How you doing, bro?
Yo, what's up, man? It's such a privilege to be a part of the show, dude. Like, it's crazy, man.
Dude, I will say this, right? I am extremely impressed with you right now. I spotted your music video on Dala U Crew's Instagram page last week, and I haven't stopped listening to the song. Title, of course, The Rise of an Indian King. The combination of rap and Tamil in one song, very unique, but at the same time, very, very cool. Now, before we get into the song, can you just give us a little bit information about yourself, where you come from, and where your love for music comes from?
So, my name is Justin Govinda, aka Adrenaline. I'm 27 years old. I'm from Johannesburg, born and raised, but I've had the privilege of living in Durban between 2017 and 2020.
Yeah.
And I've been doing music for quite a while now, since 2006 plus minus. I think I was first inspired by the movie 8 Mile. I used to be a huge Eminem fan.
Yes,
crazy Eminem fan.
Eminem fan, yeah.
So, yeah, man, we all started at No Struggles. I actually started off as a battle rapper, if you would believe it or not. So I was in there, and, you know, everybody thought it was fascinating to have an Indian kid that would rap. I never thought that it would actually eventually get to the point where I'm on East Coast Radio with the homie Jay Spoo, just to say, yo, man, tell us where you come from.
You've come a long way. You made it, bro. So this is the first time I'm actually chatting to an Indian rapper or even hearing of an Indian rapper who does a song in Tamil. What was the idea around that, and what was your intention of doing a song like this?
So, I mean, like I said, I've been doing music for quite a while now, and this is probably like the third music video we've dropped in the last year and a half or so. And back to this project, we sat and we thought, like, how do we make something different, number one, that we can really change the narrative of how people perceive Indian people and our culture, and number two, share something that is proudly South African, you know, because this dimensionally, if you listen to a hip-hop song like this, this is another aspect of South African culture. And so we all got into a room, and it was me and, you know, Dastan Media, the guys that shot the video, producer by the name of Avi Jeezy, and my sound engineer and best friend KB. We collaborated and tried to figure out what was the best place to take this forward, and we said we need to make something that is for everybody. Like, if you're a hip-hop head, you have to love it. If you're a melanin baby, you have to be proud of it. And if you just like good music, then I guess this is the song for you. And I think we really achieved that, man.
Man, I'm so relieved. I like specifically the combination of rap and Tamil because my background has a bit of Tamil in it. I studied Tamil back in high school. I want to test you right now to see if you can understand what I'm trying to say, right? This is a song I learned back in Tamil school, I think, but my grade 5 or whatever, right? Can you translate this for me, right? It goes a little something like this. Nya, nya, puneya, mise kane puneya, haralala varayel, halakalakal soloman. Do you get what I'm saying?
So I have no idea what you're saying, but if I had to translate it, you probably said, guys, Adrenaline is South African. Favorite Indian rapper. And you need to support his music.
Classic. That is classic. I love everything about you, dude. Keep doing what you're doing. Your energy, your concepts.
Thank you so much,
the music
man.
Video was dope. I checked it out. Everything about it is absolutely awesome. Where can people find you if they want to book you, maybe take you to the next level? How can people keep in touch with you?
That's amazing. So it's one of two ways, extremely easy, right? The first thing is that you can actually Google South Africa's favorite Indian rapper and I pop up. I'm the first thing that pops up on Google.
Wow.
It's like such a unique tag.
So
if you know, people are like always giving you long handles and whatever. Just go into Google and type in South Africa's favorite Indian rapper and my handles all pop up. Or alternatively, if you're on Facebook and you're a big Facebook foodie, you can type in Here's Why I'm Mad Today. Again, another unique, very easy. Just type in Here's Why I'm Mad Today and it's easy to find me on there as well.
Dude, I'm impressed once again. You're a classic. We need more people like you, especially in the music industry. Well done. I wish you all the best with your music career. And hopefully one day, with my background of a bit of Tamil and your rap skills, maybe we can even do a song someday. Who knows, bro?
Yeah,
keep
man.
Dreaming. You know what I mean?
That's exactly it. That'd be wicked. Thank you so much, dude. It's been absolutely humbling being on the show. And I really appreciate you taking time out of your day to just do this interview with me. I appreciate it so much. Thanks for the props, man.
It's only a pleasure, my brother. All the best. Adrenaline in the building. Chase Boo from East Coast Radio signing out.
Stacey and Chase Boo.